French voters are going to the polls today in the first round of its snap legislative election. The election was called by President Emmanuel Macron following the significant gains by Marine Le Pen's right-wing National Rally Party in the European elections. The move was seen as an attempt to catch the right off guard and shore up support for his centrist grouping, but polling indicates that his gamble is about to backfire. Our Europe editor Tony Connolly is in Paris. We'll speak to him in a moment, but earlier he asked some French voters how they felt about today's election.
For sure, it's important for France today. We are at special moments for the country, I think, because we have a choice between three different parties and different programs and different paths for the country. So yes, dramatically important today.
Are you worried about the future of France?
Yeah, definitely. I reckon. Things are going so bad, like peanuts, we said, that I might even think about moving out of France. But I'm a French, I was born here, so. But it's getting a little bit too much. We don't know what's going to happen, really.
Some French voters speaking to Tony Connolly earlier. Tony, it's been a tense campaign. What outcome were the most recent polls predicting?
They were predicting, majority actually for the Rassemblement National, that's the National Rally, the far right party. They've enjoyed a fairly steady polling rate at between 35% and 37%, right up to late last week. So there are genuine expectations that they could win an absolute majority in the second round next week. Now, it's a complicated system, and in the first round, essentially, if you get an absolute majority and there's a turnout of over 50%, then you're automatically elected. But in the second round, anyone who gets over 12.5% of registered voters in the first round can also take place. So in the second round, there's a lot more tactical voting. In the past, the far right has been kept out in the second round by agreements between centre-right and centre-left parties. So that could have a bearing next weekend. But it seems that the National Rally is so embedded in constituencies across the country that there simply may not be the means to keep them restricted in different constituencies. So while today will give us a good picture of voter intentions, I think a lot of stuff could happen next week.
And usually
ahead of the second round, before we really know what's going to happen.
Usually the second round is mostly two candidates head-to-head voting, but polling suggesting we could see a significant number of triangular or three-way runoffs, as many as 250 this year versus 8 in 2022. What impact could that have on how the second round of voting goes?
Well, it will make it a bit more unpredictable. As I say, normally in those triangular votes, the centre-right and centre-left have been able to keep the far-right out. But because the polls show that they are polling very highly in the mid-30s across so many constituencies, that may not be possible this time. So it's really hard to say what impact that those triangular votes will have next weekend, but certainly the National Rally feel confident that they will get an overall majority, and that's reflected in some of the nervousness among the French markets and financial markets about the outcome.
Our Europe editor Tony Connolly in Paris, thank you very much for that. We're also joined by Professor John O'Brennan, John Monnet Chair in European Integration and Director of the Maynooth Centre of European and Eurasian Studies. Professor, this was a massive gamble by Macron. Do you see any way in which it might pay off for him?
Good afternoon, Adam. Yes, it was a colossal gamble on Macron's part. I think it represents a referendum on Macron and his 7 years in power. I think he intended it to be a referendum on the future of the Fifth Republic, and in particular a referendum on the National Rally. He was effectively saying to the French people, this is your opportunity and you have to choose. You have to choose between the Republic or the National Rally. And it appears now, as Tony was saying, and as the opinion polls are suggesting, that that gamble may be one that's about to blow up in Macron's face, because most of the polling companies are predicting that National Rally will be close to or may even get a majority. And this is an extraordinary result for a party that was founded only in 1972 by Jean-Marie Le Pen. As Tony said, there was a kind of cordon sanitaire placed around the National Rally for election after election. That didn't work last time when they got 89 seats, but this time around, it promises to be vastly different.
So they may have a sizable minority or possibly an outright majority. What could that mean for the French political system?
I don't think anybody quite knows, because we've never been here before. We have had systems of so-called cohabitation before. The closest sort of example to this one that we could mention was about a quarter century ago. Jacques Chirac was president, called an early election. He ended up in a very unhappy relationship with the Socialist Party led by Lionel Jospin. And I have a memory of it at European level, because you may recall in 2000-2001, the EU was negotiating what would become the Treaty of Nice, and relations between Chirac and Jospin were so bad that the final treaty negotiations in late 2001 almost collapsed. So I think we're headed, whatever the outcome, for a very, very uncertain period, a very difficult period in French politics.
The presidential election isn't due until 2027. It means 3 years where Macron will likely still be president, and he is still in charge of foreign affairs, so that would arguably be the European Union. But could this have a knock-on effect on France's relationship with the European Union, some describing it maybe as France's Brexit moment?
I think for sure. Emmanuel Macron, whatever you think about him, has been one of the very few European Union leaders who has provided genuine leadership. All of those elements of strategic autonomy that he's talked about in respect of defence and security, there's simply no other leader who has been prepared to do that. If he is going to be in a system of cohabitation, I think without a doubt his credibility and his legitimacy is going to be damaged. And I think that's going to matter in Brussels as much as it matters in Paris. I think people in Brussels will also worry about the implications of a National Rally government. It will matter for Ukraine policy, because there's hostility to Ukraine in many of the leadership figures in that party. About a decade ago, they took 6 million euros from the Kremlin in the shape of a loan, eventually paid it back. But you can see that there was in the past at least a very close relationship there. I think Europe will also worry about the impact on the single market, because Bardella and Le Pen keep talking about this system of French preference that's completely at odds with the single market. So I think the new European leadership are going to face a very, very difficult period once they take office, if we do indeed have a National Rally-led outright government.
Professor John O'Brien, thank you very much for that.